Okay, today's meditation is about giving you a series that you can tune into as a daily practice. So my practice is typically in the morning because I find that it sets the tone for the rest of my day, where I can be slow and thoughtful. But you choose when you find would be the best time to practice this daily meditation. It can be before bed, before a meal, after a workout, whenever you find that it suits you to find a time to sit and tune in to your inner experience. And we're going to start by finding a comfortable position. So this doesn't have to be the traditional sitting cross-legged, spine upright. I like to sit in a chair and have a pillow behind my back. And I get it positioned in this really nice spot where I feel like I can sustain this sitting pose for 10 minutes without any distraction, without any kind of nagging phrases from my body of, oh, this hurts, or, oh, maybe you should twist and turn. And kind of feels like this very supported posture. Other people find that it's best to just lay all the way down on the ground on their back. I welcome this posture. Sometimes it's hard to refrain from falling asleep if you use that posture. Another idea is to sit up against a wall where your back can be supported that way. So once you've made your decision, don't feel like you're stuck. You are welcome to move. It's totally fine. We just don't want a continuous series of movements, as that becomes a different form of meditation. So now, before we decide if we'd like to keep our eyes open or closed, that's going to be a personal choice. But as you find yourself here in your seated position, see what initially you can release and let go of. I always hold tension in my jaw and shoulders, so that's kind of my ritual spot to check in with and almost immediately bring attention to that area. Grant my shoulders the permission to release and drop down my back. Other people might feel that they clench in their toes or clench in the belly. Just pick one spot here. Maybe needs a little extra attention and love. See if you can invite it to let go. And if it doesn't want to, just recognize and notice that as well. And now just feel the general weight of your body. And notice where you place your weight in your body. Some people lean more towards one side or the other, or orient their energy forward or backwards. Just tune into that now. There's no right way. But what we might find at the end of the practice is that our weight and, so to speak, our energy will feel more centered. And if that doesn't make sense to you, don't worry about that. Starting to let go of that critical mind, and that there's some perfect way to meditate or have a daily practice. And now let's focus on our eyelids. And because this is my morning practice, I feel the weight of my eyelids and they start to drag them down, dragging and pulling closed. And now I notice the dark, and maybe little seeps of light coming in the space where my upper and lower lids connect. And if you're choosing to keep your eyes open, try and have a very soft gaze, not really focusing on one particular thing, almost as if you were looking at a painting, wanting to take in the whole picture at once. And now a phrase that you may have heard many times in other guided meditation practices is to follow the breath. So we're going to do that, but I'm going to hopefully break that down a bit for us here now. So when you breathe in, notice the spot in your body that expands first. For some people, it's the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the belly. Maybe it's something else that I haven't mentioned. Just notice that initial moment, that first second where the inhale begins. And once you've found that area, start to bring all of your attention there. And see if maybe your face and forehead is starting to get tense and you're really focused. Keep that focus, but soften the face. And just waiting to pay close attention to that first second of expansion in the body on the inhale. And then once you feel like you've really mastered that, and that can take weeks to master that, so be really patient with yourself. But if you'd like to move on, pay attention to that starting point of the breath, and then watch how that breath travels throughout the body, almost as if you were inhaling smoke. And how would that smoke move and twist and swirl inside the body? Does it travel up? Does it travel down the body? Does it travel to the back of your body? And again, check in with that skin on your forehead. See if you're creating any tension in the body as we pay such close attention to the breath. Come back to that ease. And there is no right way to breathe. Of course, there's ways that can encourage different feelings and experiences. You know, people talk about a deep belly breath. Sometimes I try and concentrate on that, but sometimes I just really want to see how my breath is in its most natural state. And it's, of course, not totally natural right now because we are paying attention to it. So just be aware of that as well. See if you're forcing anything, forcing any pattern. If you're judging the way that you breathe, come back to the idea that you're doing it just right, perfect as you are. And this is a lifetime practice. This is not to be mastered today. And it does get easier with practice. And now that we've focused a lot on the inhale and where it travels in the body, notice that moment and that feeling and that sensation deep within when the inhale ends. And there's that shift. And the exhale begins. And tracing that path now of how the breath leaves you. Where in your body does it leave you the most quickly? Noticing the length of the exhale. Come back to the start where you notice where the inhale begins. And maybe it's starting to change. Be aware of the change in the breath. From cycle to cycle, in and out, in and out. Okay, and now let's take a break from that and just let the mind cruise. Let anything come to mind. The freedom and the space to think anything or think nothing. And now, consciously deepen the breath. Take these kind of over-exaggerated inhales and exhales. Almost like when you shake someone awake. It's just a way to wake the body back up, get you back into and ready for your waking life. And you can start to blink your eyes open. Try and keep your body still unless there's a really strong urge to move in some kind of way. look around you, look at your space. Maybe setting a daily intention. If this is practice at the end of your day, you can give yourself some type of praise. Making this moment and this dialogue with yourself very special and intimate. Letting a slight smile, or maybe even a big smile, come over your face. Thank you.